Good morning. This is Sakishwani Kohima, the morning news read by Karhur Chiste. Nagaland's Lok Sabha Member of Parliament S. Supungmerin Jameer has urged the Ministry of Home Affairs to issue necessary directions for the transfer of 148.58 acres of land currently occupied by the Assam Rifles, ARTCNS, in Dimapur to the Airports Authority of India, AAI, Dimapur Airport, in accordance with established land records. Mr. Jameer emphasized that the matter goes beyond administrative concerns and is directly linked to Nagaland's development, connectivity and future growth. He called for urgent and coordinated action from the concerned central authorities to resolve the issue. Raising the matter formally with the Ministry of Home Affairs, Mr. Jameer stressed that Dimapur Airport, the only airport in Nagaland, plays a critical role in the state's transport connectivity, economic development, emergency response and overall progress. However, airport expansion has remained stalled for more than a decade due to persistent land constraints. In his communication, Mr. Jameer cited official land records confirming AAI's ownership and noted that the Assam Rifles has already been allotted alternative land elsewhere in Nagaland for its training establishments. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday called for deeper financial inclusion, responsible use of technology and greater participation of women as India's digital and fintech ecosystem continues to expand. Addressing the Black Swan Summit in Bhubaneswar yesterday, the president said India's fintech journey should be remembered not only for innovation but for inclusion and gender justice.
Fintech story should be remembered not only as a tale of technology but also as a date of gender justice. Women constitute an important segment that requires focused attention for the promotion of fintech. Fintech must view them not only as end users but as leaders, professionals and entrepreneurs. Today, more than 56% of Jan Dhan accounts are held by women.
The president noted that for millions of Indians, fintech has become a lifeline, enabling direct benefit transfers, timely payments to farmers and seamless digital transactions for small businesses. She also cautioned against cyber threats and stressed the need for digital literacy and ethical technology adoption. The Old Nagaland Ad Hoc Teachers Group ANATG 2015 batch has intensified its protest in Kohima, demanding regularization of their services. Addressing media persons, co-committee member Lovito Sheki stated that the group identifies as the 2015 batch because 1,166 teachers became eligible for regularization that year. The protest began on February 4 with a silent sit-in at NSF Solidarity Park, followed by internal discussion. The group intensified their agitation through peaceful procession from NSF Solidarity Park to the Secretariat Junction. However, a brief violent incident occurred due to growing frustration among protesters, which was later controlled by the police, district administration and ANATG officials. Reiterating that their movement is meant to remain peaceful, Mr. Sheki said they are open to dialogue. However, they will continue protesting if the government fails to provide a solution. In Meghalaya, total death toll has risen to 25 in a coal mine blast at Minsingat in the Tungsko area of East Gentia Hills district, following the recovery of four more bodies during search and rescue operations that continued late last night. Of the recovered deceased, 17 bodies have been identified and handed over to their respective families after completion of all necessary legal formalities. So far, two accused persons have been arrested, produced before the court, and have been remanded to 3 days of police custody. Efforts are ongoing to identify and apprehend other accused persons involved in the case. Search operations, investigation and legal proceedings are continuing. President Draupadi Murmu condoled the loss of lives in a coal mine accident in Meghalaya's East Gentia Hills district, calling the incident painful. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced ex gratia compensation from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said the state government has ordered a comprehensive inquiry into the incident. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio expressed deep sorrow on learning about the tragic loss of lives of workers due to a mishap in East Gentia Hills, Meghalaya. Extending his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families, Mr. Rio also prayed for the swift recovery of those injured in the incident. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.